and specifically an effort to pass Trade Promotion Authority, or Fast Track Authority, which essentially allows the administration to negotiate trade agreements that are then brought back to Congress for an up or down vote without amendment. The current trade negotiating authority has expired, and so for Congress to be able to consider both the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as other potential free trade agreements, the administration will need to get the Trade Promotion Authority renewed, and so that will be a key debate early in the new Congress, with the anticipation being that the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be concluded sometime in 2015.
Now, on the appropriations front,
hearings will begin by March of 2015, and as it relates to agriculture, the Ag Appropriations Subcommittee will begin their hearings on funding requests for the Department of Agriculture, including a number of key provisions that are important to the cotton industry, such as the cotton pest account that funds boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication, market development programs that are important for CCI. And so we'll be focused on making sure that cotton's priorities are addressed and as the funding bills are put together. In addition, we'll have to be vigilant to make sure that problematic amendments do not come up in that process that would attempt to undermine or modify the current farm bill provisions that are still being implemented by USDA.
Plus, Langley says there are other key issues we can expect with a Republican-controlled Congress.
Efforts to address the deficit and potentially entitlement reform and budget reconciliation. And as a part of this process, it's very likely that the agriculture committees will be tasked with providing potential savings that could be included in any reconciliation agreement. And so again, we will have to be vigilant to make sure that cotton's priorities are not adversely impacted in that process. Specific to the agriculture committees, two key areas that both committees are expected to focus on next year. One is reauthorization of the Commodity Exchange Act, which governs the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which has responsibility over all of the agricultural futures markets. And secondly is oversight of farm bill implementation. These are two areas that both the House and Senate Ag Committees have indicated they will focus a lot of their attention during 2015.